Now, in terms of strategic options, Operation Europe is better than the irritating, muddy, unfriendly interface would suggest. Underneath the trashy exterior beats the heart of an actual war game.
It beats weakly, but it beats.
This game is fairly abstract, a bit more than I like, but the general gist is there. The game works in both strategic and tactical mode, and you can move units either individually or as an entire division. That was a nice step saver and appreciated.
If only the little cartoon Hitlers and Donkey Kong sounds weren't there to offend.
Well, that's not entirely true. There's some major troubles with gameplay, too. I was just trying to be nice for a second or two. You know, give the audience a break, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
More nice stuff for a second. Operation Europe gave me landmines and cargo drops to play with. You can even send special forces units to try to assassinate enemy commanders.
Provided that the program likes the idea. If it doesn't, the game calls you stupid and won't let you try.